Come all ye faithful Vinyl Cobwebs listeners and appreciate the wonderful dulcet Christmas tones of the holiday edition of Vinyl Cobwebs number 207. Yes, 207, Donovan. It's a Christmas
extravaganza. Ouch, I hit my head on the Christmas microphone.
And I bit my tongue on a camel cane, Mom.
Premium built a raging fire, a Java log, for everyone to enjoy. And he brought his platters that matter.
Java log!
It's Christmas. It's Christmas time in the city. Okay, we're going to spin some. We sound so out of touch. The last show we did was Halloween.
Yeah, I can't believe that thing's been still on the internet all this time. Just, are people still listening to that thing?
I don't know, but you got a new Christmas one this year. And it's sponsored by ScaryGuideVideo.com. ScaryGuideVideo.com, spelled with a K.
We've
got so many orders. Look at the stack of presents over there, Pran.
Oh, Donovan!
See that? I've got to mail those.
Are there, is there one for me?
I mean, really turn around and look at them.
Are you going to mail one to me?
Could you look at them? I'm trying to beat you.
I'm looking at them, Donovan.
I have to mail all those. I can't even carry them all. You're not looking. You're doing that half a head turn.
They're yellow.
Not a lot of them.
Yellow
okay.
Packages.
Okay, let's
when
get
When Kiss ruled the world.
What are you talking about? Oh, you're so retarded.
Pinky, the Christmas poop.
Just premium settled. Beat you up Christmas stuff.
Kids in outer space. I dreamed I had a saucer that grew and grew and grew. I dreamed I was a pilot. I flew and flew and flew. I didn't see a thing all night. The earth was far away until I saw the strangest sight along the Milky Way.
Outer space Santa shining up the stars. Outer space helpers packing them in jars. Milky Way Workshop, what a busy place, getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Dear Santa was an odd one, not fat but tall and thin. He didn't have white whiskers, but moon glow on his chin. His suit was made of stardust, it really sparkled neat. He didn't go ho, 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 he went beep, 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 beep.
Shining up the stars, outer space helpers packing them in jars. Milky Way Workshop, what a busy place, getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
I jumped a flying saucer and flew and flew and flew. Till back in bed I landed, was glad to be there too. Now you don't have to worry about the kids on Mars. They've got a Santa of their own that won't be needing ours.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way Workshop, what a busy place, getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Premium, that was a good outer space Santa. Ow!
Ah, Donovan!
My Mitch Miller record fell plop, plop, fizz, fizz, all over the floor.
I think Santa's run out of energy this year, but that's the fine little outer space Santa tune. Donovan, it's on the Coral Records label. It's Lawrence Welk's little band featuring Janet, Brian Cubby, and the Lennon Sisters.
They've slowed down a little bit in recent years, that Lawrence Welk
band. They're running out of energy.
Yeah!
One of these days we'll get around to playing all around the little Merry Christmas tree. But we always play this Outer Space Santa because, you know, it's got those little outer space sound effects and stuff. It's kind of cute. We play it every once in a while, but this year they sound a little tired.
You've been driving up to Idaho countless times in your truck, haven't you, Premium? Have you hit some bad weather this Christmas season?
Yes, I hit my first bad weather of the season last trip, and I go tomorrow to Boise again, so I don't know, I'm going to get my practice in, Donald.
You should put a Christmas bow on your van.
I should put a Christmas bow on my van.
Why do you repeat everything I say?
Yes, Donovan.
Yes, you should.
Ron, say.
I'm going to play something here on Vinyl Cobwebs. A Christmas platter that matters. What am I going to play, Prim?
I don't know, Donovan. Play a good Christmas platter that matters.
These are the three sons doing a very sketchy and sketchy sleigh ride. It's right off of 78. Put it on. We're going to put it on.
Put it on.
On the RCA Victor 78 RPM Records live ball.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh, oh, ho, 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 green giant.
To Vinyl Cobwebs 207. You had the 2 and the 0 and the 7, you get 9, Premium.
Pardon me for being so friendly, but this is a very happy Christmas and a happy holiday, and I'm glad to be doing another episode of this Christmas stuff with Donovan on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Say it, Premium. Say what this is. It's our Christmas
extravaganza?
Oh, you did it right. Usually you mess up.
I listened to the last Christmas show we did, and
you messed up. By the way, look, I put all the Vinyl Cobweb shows in order.
From one through 106 or 7?
Yeah, 160 shows. We put them all together. We're still 50 behind. But that's okay. I put them all together. I built a shelf all by myself. Come over here. What you talk about? Aren't you supposed to... Hey, it's Screamy Satchel, everyone.
Don't believe him. He has no organizational skills. Screamy put them together. Matter of fact, Screamy put the bookshelf together.
I help. I did. I put the screws in. I screwed them.
Speaking of, that was a good one, Donovan.
We got married back in June, and this is your first appearance on Vinyl Cobwebs as Mrs. Claus.
Uh-huh.
Look at Pam. fingering.
Her claws are retracted right now, Donovan.
Oh, you should see them when they're not retracted. I got marks. I got scars to prove it. So give them your holiday message this year. You're the secretary of Vinyl Cobwebs. There's a glass ceiling here. You'll never, ever get any farther than secretary. How's that feel?
I quit.
You can't quit. You're fired. You're fucking. Give your Christmas message.
Your Java log doesn't smell very Java-y.
You keep saying that.
It's not very Java-listic.
Give your Christmas message.
You
have a message to all the listeners out there. If you don't give a message, they're going to be awfully
Bah humbug.
Oh, that's a good one, Donovan. I'll echo that.
All right.
I'll echo that one.
Anyway, this episode is sponsored by ScaryGuyVideo.com. ScaryGuyVideo.com. It's spelled with a K. You can get all sorts of crazy videos there. But don't order right now because I'm behind on mailing stuff out. So just wait until like next Christmas, okay? All right. It's a Christmas sound spectacular featuring Donovan Premium and someone named Screamy who's dusting the eaves.
The vinyl's very cobwebby. Look at the record player.
Hence the title. Didn't you know that's what the title meant? We never dust our record player.
There's cobwebs in the record player.
We never dust a record player. What do you want for Christmas, Premium?
Oh, Donovan, I just want some Christmas candy. That's all I want. But not the hard stuff that makes your teeth break.
Okay. More music! Holiday style. What?
Look at the dust in there.
It's dusty on the turntable.
Look at the dust in there.
And now, three in a row. Huh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Cantate tutti, cantate con me, e risplenderà il sole. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing e jingle bell ring. Tornar bambino ognuno potrà, se cantar saprà. Happy, happy, yeah. Happy, happy, yeah. Oh, che felicità. Lo dovrà saper tutto il mondo, cantare bella e bella ad ogni età. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle around the clock. Con un ritmo ed una frase d'amor, torna giovane il cuore. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Tornar bambino ognuno potrà, se cantar saprà. Happy, happy, yeah, happy, happy, yeah. Oh, che felicità. Lo dovrà saper tutto il mondo, cantare bella e bella ad ogni età. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle around the clock. Con un ritmo ed una frase d'amor, torna giovane, torna giovane, torna giovane il cuore.
There was a tiny mouse who lived all alone in a great big house with playmates who were all imaginary. Till one night Saint Nick appeared, gave him a suit, hooked on a beard, and took him on a trip that was extraordinary. Who's a little friend on Santa's shoulder? Santa Mouse. Who is it we look for when it's colder? Santa Mouse. He's the one who once was just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who's the one who thought about a game? gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's the little fella with the biggest heart in all the house. Just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who's the one who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's a little fella with the biggest heart in all the house.
Hello, everybody. This is Premium Deluxe.
Christmas, don't you fear, 'cause Santa's here. Oh, Santa,
you know what I want for Christmas.
Oh, well, he'll never, Santa. Well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard and iron for three? Oh, Christmas is near, it only comes once a year. Oh, well, I lost my boat one day last summer. Oh, it had 10 dings in the sides and the rails. The skeg was busted off Santa, some baggies and a customized Woody. Well, now, Santa, just listen what I gotta say. The honeys and the parties too, and I'll be a loyal fan of Rudolph and you. I'd ask for no more, so Santa, now don't you fear. Busted off Santa, you know what I want for Christmas. Oh well, Santa, oh well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9 foot three? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen now, ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Yes, a triple holiday threat here on Vinyl Cobwebs 207. Yes, yet another Christmas episode going down the tank here. What did we just play? Well, the last one was A Surfer's Christmas List by the Surfaris. You know, those Wipeout guys. 1963 on the Decca Records label during the Decca 63 holiday season. Did your radio station play it or not? Before that, Santa Mouse, Bob Morrison on the Columbia Records label with the musicians in the background that sound sort of like Sesame Street type musicians. They had to be the same people that were used for Sesame Street stuff, like, you know, Rubber Ducky, you're the one, you know, the tune, the people that blow on the, you know, pluck the strings and push the buttons and play the wind instruments and whatever. Okay, and before that, Gingy Rock, that's Johnny Dorelli, I think he is an Italianelli, Italiani? Italiano. Italiano. Ah, I got it right. Anyway, that's his version of the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bell Rock, and Jingle Bell Twist. Okay, and before that, we played Say a Sleigh Ride by the Three Sons, and as most of these community radio stations say, before that, we had Outer Space Santa with Larks, Welks, and the Kids. From 1958. Okay, and now we're going to play a very special tune. Actually, this is a record I found in Denver, Colorado when I was down there last October. I hope you're having happy holidays down there in Colorado, eh? In Denverland. the Denver Tigers on KMNN used to listen to KIMN. Anyway, we're going to play this Merry Christmas record I found down there in Denver in a record store for 49 cents. It even has the date on the sticker, October 1st, 2004, when they put it out. But I found it 2 weeks later when I was down there at the record store. And it's a Merry Christmas greeting from none other than Dick Clark, who just suffered a mild stroke. And
I was so upset, Premier, when I read that. I thought he died. I thought we'd seen him the last time at Times Square dropping the ball.
That's right.
We were there last year. Did you know that, Premier?
You and Screamy were there, and I was all alone. Donovan, I was all alone New Year's Day.
No, you were talking to us, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And
on
I was
remote.
What was I saying?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. All right.
Fruitcake, you Christmas
fruitcake. Christmas
fruitcake.
I forgot. Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Okay, we're going to put it on. You can send us a Christmas present at P.O. Box 712-231, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84171, care of Donovan at Vinyl Cobwebs.
But, Donovan, this says not to be played on the air. Should I play it?
Just put it on.
Oh, put it on. It says Barbara, Dickie, and Dick Clark. What it is Dick Clark doing a recitation of The Night Before Christmas and using radio commercials of the day. It's kind of corny, but clever. Okay, Dick Clark, get better.
Once again, in honor of the Yuletide season, we'd like to send along our Christmas greetings. I think it'd be kind of nice if we had a little Christmas music in the background. This reading is called A Visit from Madison Avenue. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house,
you too can have luxurious wall-to-wall carpeting for only $99.95. Call Mark at 75858. I'll repeat that number. Call Mark at 75858.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
I want my knife out.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Many tablets contain drugs that may leave you even more drowsy and depressed. But new Vicks cold tablets are medically different.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Yes, Fowler, triple tilt, triple track, all aluminum storm screen sash. You're open easily at the lightest touch and so easy to clean.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
It's so easy when you use less coil.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Everything is different about the compact Corvair. See it at your Chevrolet dealers Friday, October 2nd.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Fitzgerald and Sample. On Batten, on Barton, on Durston and Osborne. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers, they flew.
Traveling's easy on Eastern Airlines.
With a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too.
Why not?
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
To put a little fun in your life, try dancing.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
That's a great stunt, Mr. Acrobat.
Thanks. But I work in a garage.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
You know, things like that were a major problem here until we discovered less toil.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
We're doing our Christmas shopping at Robert Hall this year.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
Get a good-looking tan whenever you wish with Mantan.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
Sure, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf.
But you must lose up to 6 pounds in just days. Many more pounds thereafter, or pay nothing. Regimen tablets, safe, taken as directed.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Just as this invisible shield helps protect me, Colgate with Gardol fights both tooth decay and mouth odor for most people all day.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying his finger aside of his nose.
Would you believe it? I have a cold.
And giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
Another man who thinks for himself.
He sprang in his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
These are USA in your Chevrolet. America is that new car. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Guys, listen up. Ladies, listen up. May we suggest the perfect gift idea for Christmas?
Visit ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Don't care who you are, old fat, go get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, old fat, go get those reindeer off the roof. No, you can't fool me because there ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus, and I got proof.
There was a little fellow who just wouldn't believe there really was a Santa Claus even on Christmas Eve. And when one Christmas Eve he heard a clatter, favorite toy to everybody.
beep, 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 beep. Ernie, here we are at the Catholic Church in Sesame Street on Christmas Eve, Ernie. We're going to go midnight mass. Come on, Ernie.
But Bert, let me finish singing my song. Elder Space Center, going
okay,
up to
Ernie,
Mars.
Come on,
Elder
Space... Ernie, come on, open the door. Open the door to
Oh, this big, creaky, scary-looking
here we
door.
Go. Oh, we're entering the church.
Oh, my teeth creeping. What are those sounds there, Bert? Those...
Keep your voice down.
Etherical sounds.
Hey, we're in a church. Keep your voice down. We're at midnight mass.
Okay, let's...
Let's find a pew, Ernie. Come on, let's find a pew. Right over there, Ernie.
Pepe Le Pew?
Ernie, this is not funny. Come on, let's get a pew.
Okay,
this is a
Bill.
Good... This is a good pew right over here.
I don't know, this place is kind of depressing, Bert.
Sit down, Ernie.
Okay, I'm sitting with great trepidation.
Oh, Ernie, here they come. Look at the candles, Ernie. Ernie, don't blow up that candle. Ernie, don't blow up that candle. Ernie, shh, keep your sneezes to a minimum.
Wait, I have to take off my hot sweater. I'm hot in here.
Ernie, it's very relaxing at midnight mass. Here on Christmas Eve on Sesame Street.
You know, those candles remind me of this dreidel I'm playing with you here.
Ernie, this is a Catholic church. You shouldn't be playing with a Jewish dreidel.
Dreidel is so much fun. Dreidel. Oh, boy. I dropped it on the floor. Ooh,
Ernie, put away those
Watch
chocolate...
Watch it, run!
Put away those chocolate coins right now. You're supposed to eat a wafer, not a chocolate coin. Here come the wafers, Ernie.
Oh.
Take a wafer.
I'll eat the wafer. Here we go.
And take a glass of wine.
Ooh.
Ernie, take the wine.
Well, first, can't I eat another wafer? No, where are you going with those wafers?
Give me the wafers.
Where are you going with those wafers?
Give me those wafers. Ernie, get away from me. Okay, pass them along. Okay, now take a glass of wine, Ernie. Drink it. Sip it up.
Okay, what is it? 1812 it's, Chardonnay.
Ernie, it's the blood of Christ.
The blood of what?
Drink your wine, Ernie. Ernie, I've had enough
drink
of you.
Blood, beer.
Ernie, you're in a church, goddammit. Oh, Ernie. Oh, Ernie, the things you've done to me.
We're going to hell.
Cause Christmas is such fun. The reason everybody likes Christmas is cause it's fun for everyone. Pretend that you're a snowflake falling through the air, so little and light and soft and white and landing everywhere. Oh, the reason everybody likes Christmas is cause Christmas such fun. The reason everybody likes Christmas is cause it's fun for everyone. Pretend that you're a reindeer flying in the sky, bringing toys to girls and boys as you go passing by. Oh, the reason everybody likes Christmas is cause Christmas is such fun. The reason everybody likes Christmas is cause it's fun for everyone. Pretend that you're a snowman with 10 snowy toes, trying not to sneeze out loud through your carrot nose. Oh, the reason everybody likes Christmas is cause Christmas is such fun. Everybody likes Christmas, it's cause it's fun for everyone.
Oh, drop my beat machine,
Fran. It's killing me.
It's my beat machine. We heard Jim and Ruth White, Ruth White and Jim Mandel from the wonderful, thunderful disco year of 1979 doing The Reason Everybody Likes Christmas.
Wonderful, wonderful, Donovan.
Very lame from the Action Songs for Holidays and Special Days LP on the Tom Thumb Records label. It's number T312.
Anything from 1977 to 79 is lame, Donovan.
No, it's not.
Like the last song we just heard? What was it? The Reason Everybody Likes Christmas is by Ruth White and Jim Mandel.
I just said that.
It's a 1979 platter when Jimmy Carter was on his way out.
And before that, Premium played a little snippet at the end of the record from last year. Was it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the short version?
I played a snippet.
By the
U.S. Arm Band, where they make their arm sound like farts. Anyway, we might hear something a little later from them. On the other side, we'll play Jingle Bells. We haven't played that yet, so we'll do that this year.
From the last year of the 60s.
Oh, Don!
That's right.
The last year of the 60s.
And old Fatso started the whole thing off. I sound like I'm on KRCL Community Radio. And started off the set, Augie Rios. Oh, I'm sorry. That was your record. You should be announcing it.
Yeah, Augie Rios, the little Mexican boy.
The little Mexican that could?
Old Fatso, Christmas of 58. That's the B-side of, where is it? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Augie Rios is insulting the old tubster.
¿Dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde está?
Don't talk in Spanish. We're not in Mexico. We're in the United States of America. Next thing you know, you'll start talking in Canadian.
Well, no, but if I could speak in Canadian, I'd wish all the former people that played in American Graffiti back in 1972, you know that show that was supposed to be about people in 62?
No, About People.
About People in 1962. I'd like to wish all the former cast members, even though they're old and gray and they're not looking very American Graffiti-ish anymore, Merry Holiday and a Christmas, because I saw the American Graffiti, a DVD, not too long ago, and it's got a great DVD material, you know, the after stuff and the interviews about with the former stars. And Paula Matt, I am sorry to say, has not aged very gracefully. He looks like he has AIDS. I'm sorry, Paul, if you're listening.
You're very politically correct, Pran.
I know, Donovan, but maybe someday I'll have AIDS, so, you know.
You can only hope.
I hope not, but get the American Graffiti a DVD and watch that movie again, and then watch all the interesting commentary afterward with George Lucas.
It would make a good Christmas stocking stuffer.
Great stocking stuffer, Donovan!
Yeah, see, you got to work it into the show.
But it kind of depresses you because, you know, Paula Matt looks old now. He was the cool greaser guy in the yellow coupe. But anyway,
I don't want to know what they look like now. That's why I prefer not to watch the supplemental footage, Premium. Yeah. I watched the movie as it aired. I don't want to see secondary endings.
Oh, and Toad, he looks like Homer Simpson now.
He kind of looked like Homer Simpson
Terry
back
the
then,
Toad.
Too. That's a good film. It's a long film.
Speaking of films,
yeah. You know, there's some good films in the movie theaters this Christmas holiday season. There's The Christmas with the Cranks, and I think there's another one coming out soon. Is that what you wanted me to say?
And go see SpongeBob. SpongeBob movie.
I don't know. I can watch SpongeBob on Nickelodeon anytime I want.
I like SpongeBob, but you know what's irritating about him? His irritating laugh when
he gets
into that.
Can you imitate it?
Whatever. I can't do that, Donovan. It'd hurt
my
throat.
You can imitate Patrick the Sponge. No, he's a starfish.
Oh, Donovan. Something like that.
Okay,
anyway,
we're going to spin. Oh, wait a minute.
And order from ScaryGuyVideos.com.
Well, that's what you meant by films. With a K.
With a K.
That's right. What's with this Christmas disco crap? Get it off the turntable. Take it off now.
I want you to
lift the needle.
Okay,
just take it off. No, just take it off. Take it off. Just, And now we go to, we're going to play a platter, and then we're going to go to Mel Remy. He's on location here in Vinyl Cobwebs land. He's out somewhere in a mall, I believe. We'll check in with him shortly. But if you'd like to call in and win Escapade with our own Mel Remy, be the fourth caller at 570-VC-VC. 570-VC-VC. Have Mel Remy come to your home. And I guess he'll, for a couple hours, he'll do whatever you want. Right?
Yeah.
Within reason. He'll give you a back rub. He'll clean out the toe jam from your toes.
Will he give Paula Matt back his youth?
I don't think so. He's not a doctor.
Okay, now we're going to play another record.
Okay, we're going to play a record, and then we're going to check in with the Melster. Okay, put it on. Oh, I know what we're going to hear. I know Priam hates
please,
it.
No.
No, you gotta.
Oh, please,
it's
no.
It's a tradition. You know, when I worked on K-Talk Radio, John Davidson was a staple of the K-Talk Donovan Network.
Oh, Don.
What should we hear?
None of the above.
You know, a song. What? I find that you're going to listen to Silver Bells again.
I have plenty of great vintage 50s records to
play.
Okay,
put it on. Just put on Silver Bells. It's tradition. You know, we skipped it last year. You owe me this much. Put it on.
I'll put it on.
Yeah, put it on.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Paula Matt.
Merry Christmas to you, Premium. You hope you get coal in your stocking. I hope you get a bad hangnail.
Woo!
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas
street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle you hear, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Ring-a-ling, oh, hear that ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Very difficult, Pram. Push the button.
It's on.
Oh, we're on? Pram! John Davidson! I'm going to read the back of the record to you. Pram, this album is dedicated to you!
To me!
And you! It makes you feel a little warmer. Grow a little closer to the ones you love. By listening to my LP of the greatest holiday season songs ever. Sincerely, happy holidays, John Davidson. It's a nice Christmas message for all the Christmas folks out there in Violent Cobwebs land.
He's a very egomaniacal person. Has he aged well, too?
Yeah, you saw him on the internet, remember? He's kind of got... Yeah, you saw his latest CD, remember? He's got the bangs hanging there, and he's trying to look all Generation X.
I don't know. He kind of looks like he had days, too. Okay, Donovan, let's continue with the show. It's time for Mel Remy. He's live at ZCMI, downtown stores, in the toy department. And so, Mel, take it away.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Donovan and Premium. Here I am at ZCMI, on the spot. Hi. There's children wandering around with their mothers in tow, and they are checking out the Christmas tree show and shopping for all kinds of presents from Santa Claus. Santa Claus is here on the third level, and here we have the first of our toys. Why, it's the one, the only, Yakety Yo. Yes, once again, I like to pop my peas and beans saying Yakety Yo. Okay, it's a fine robot. It has a gold tooth and the hair that revolves around its head. Red-headed robot. And it's baby blue-colored robot. Oh, put the needle back into the groove. Okay, I'm still live here at the store at ZCMI. Santa Claus is waiting for your arrival. Anyway, here we have a green Christmas ball. Oh, and this year's Christmas ornaments, the best and most popular seller is one with the likeness of Donovan. And... with his trademark laugh. There it is. Is the Donovan brand. Sounds just like a donkey. Okay, well, anyway, those are some of the fine deals you can get here at ZCMI. Oh. And we'll go back to Vinyl Cobwebs here. Oh. Our Yakety Yob is walking down the hall with the Donovan ornament. And look, it's doing a very good job of gingerly holding the ornament so it doesn't fall down and break Donovan's likeness. Okay, well, back to more music. And Vinyl Cobwebs. All right, this is Mel Remy wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2004-5. Yakety Yob.
Hi, this is Edward Burns of Warner Brothers Records. During the holiday season, drive with care. We've got listeners everywhere.
Swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wigging for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions man like wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to want poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, 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 go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted a ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want a ringside, the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Twas the night before the acid test, and all through the house, not a molecule was stirring.
Not even a cockroach.
Nothing. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Santa Hippie soon would be there. The pranksters were nestled all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar cubes danced in their head. My chick in her nighty, me in my cap, I just settled down for a long nap. When out in the street there arose such a clatter, 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 I jumped from bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash,
after checking the door and hiding the stash.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a psychedelic bust, an 8 fluorescent reindeer. The lively old driver was so spry and flippy,
I knew in a minute it had to be hippie.
And up the reindeer, yes, he called them by name. Brighter than stars they came. Now Wiggy, now Groovy, now Far Out, now Too Much. On where it's at, on what's happening, on something else, on out of sight.
Don't forget old Stone, the red-nosed reindeer.
And up to the rooftops, the reindeer, they flew, with the bus, the colors, and Santa Hippie, too. As I held on to my head, it began turning around.
And that don't necessarily mean my body was.
Down the chimney came Hippie with a thump and a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. His costume was shiny, even the ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. And he looked like Ken Kesey as he opened his sack. The stump of a joint he held in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. His face was kind, round, and placid. And it rippled when he laughed, like a bowl full of acid. He spoke not a word, went straight to his work. putting toys in the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying a finger alongside his nose. And giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. Woo! He sprang to his bus, to the team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy tripping to all, and to all, good night."
Robert Baker. Robert Baker.
Premium.
Donovan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Donovan.
No, it's 207 Premium, not 107.
Oh, it's 207.
You're 100 shows behind.
I've been writing on the playlist.
This is show 107.
I wrote on the playlist 107.
Now you have
now
to.
Now we have to listen to 107.
I was just going to say that. Oh, you're baby to it. Christmas at home with the little baby and the golden horn. Royal Cobweb Christmas.
Royal Cobweb Christmas, Donovan.
Let's,
baby
let's
with a golden horn.
Let's give some Christmas shout-outs to all our favorite listeners out there. You go ahead first.
Ah, Donovan, a big shout-out to... Well, I'll leave it for you to do that one. But I'll give a big shout-out to good old Mike Johnson in South Torrance. No, he's in North Torrance.
No.
Oh, I don't know where he is in Torrance, but he's in Torrance. He's there with his stacks of wax.
We'd like to say hello to Larry Curtis out there in Sandy, Utah. He emailed us. Did you know that? He emailed us saying he fell off his roof trying to put up some Christmas lights.
He did?
Yeah, and he said that he's been in the hospital for the last week and a half because he fell on his head. Poor Larry Curtis. And he's been listening to our shows off the MP3 disc. He listens to them on his jukebox in his hospital bed. And so shout out to him, wherever he may be.
He's listening to me right now. Talk to him in
that's
his hospital
right,
bed?
That's right.
Oh, Donovan.
He drinks a little heavily when he's Christmas lights.
Don't drink so heavily.
So
drink lightly next time.
Repeat after me, Pam. Mr. Larry Curtis, we salute you.
Mr. Larry Curtis, we salute you and your cast.
Hey, Scott Ralph, Merry Christmas, where we are.
Oh, thank you, Scott Ralph, for cluing me into that, though. What was that record? You know, the one with the... I forgot
Uncle
what it was
Bob.
Called. Uncle Bob. And I was going to use it this episode, but I forgot the darn record, I have to use it in 2005.
You know, there's that other record you forget with the bear on it. You have to play that. Why don't you put it on now?
What, the bear?
For the last... what is this, our sixth year? This is our sixth Christmas show. You forget it every year, so you're going to play it now. Get it out.
Okay.
Just do it.
The one with the bear.
Do it.
I'm doing it. I'm getting the one with the bear. Okay.
It's a very, very holly, very happy Christmas day. And we wish you all a Merry Christmas in the Christmas way. Merry Christmas to you and may the season bring you joy. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas every girl and boy.
It's a very Merry Christmas and we wish you Christmas cheer.
And we hope you keep this happy Christmas feeling through the year.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, may the dreams you dream come true. Have a very Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
I'm waiting for the bear, Donovan.
Where's the bear? Okay. It's the bear that slept
the
through Christmas.
Bear?
CBS television.
Oh, he slept through Christmas, so he slept through the song. I thought he was going to go, "I'm a very happy Christmas bear, and I like to sleep a lot."
Okay, all right. That's good. You've crossed the line again.
Fortunately, it was only 55 seconds
Unfortunately,
long.
You just wrote Merry Christmas. Finish the title right.
That's what it is. Merry Christmas is all it's called.
Let me see that. 1973...
Yes.
Oh, this is a FTD floral thing. This probably came with your floral delivery on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, floral delivery, Florist Trans World Delivery, yeah, Priam, selected member, got this record. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 2 years old then.
Oh, you, Donovan, I was 12.
Priam was 12. He was already drinking.
No, I was dreading going into Leaky Junior.
Let me tell you something, Premium. I'm going to put you on a Santa Claus 12-step. My Santa Claus sounds terrible. 12-step program. 12-step program. I line up 12 shots of liquor.
I just got...
That's Santa's joke.
Okay. Well, I was 12 years old and dreading going into Lincoln Junior High because I knew it would suck, and it did suck.
Let me tell all the listeners out there that you dread doing everything. Every morning he gets up in the cold 4 o'clock winter atmosphere, he says, I dread going to work. And then he says, I dread having to come home. And then he says, I dread going to Final Complex. Oh, God, I dread going to watch
Survivor. I dread everything. But the one thing that made dreading junior high more bearable was that I got to watch American Graffiti that summer.
Oh, come on.
And Paul LaMatt was a cool-looking dude, and he was all at the top of his... Okay.
A Christmas platter.
Another Christmas classic. We're going to play the Jingle Bells. Yes, it's that one U.S. arm band. Here we
Not
go.
That
1969, Donovan, when men were landing on the moon.
This Christmas show is like last Christmas show.
It was a holly jolly Christmas on the moon, Donovan,
hey,
when we
dear,
were...
Put on.
I'm putting it on.
Jingle your bells.
Jingle your bells with armpit smells. What? Did I say that?
Here it comes. Turn it up!
Oh, it's not on phone.
Yes, it is. Turn
it
up.
It is. Oh.
Turn on all that.
Oh!
Oh!
God.
It's this. Beat you up! That's better. Okay. It's a Christmas. It is.
Now it is?
Okay, Premium.
I did it, Donovan!
That's good. This is a Christmas sound spectacular on Vinyl Cobblers coming to an end. We hope y'all enjoyed the music and the levity. And Premium's AIDS comments. You know, it all fell together.
Sorry.
It all fell together in a classic family-oriented episode.
I'm sorry, Paul.
That's better. I had to hit Premium to get his mic working. You can send us new mics. Remember last Christmas we asked for them? New sound equipment. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll continue doing what we do here.
It's been a holly jolly vinyl cobwebs. I hope Santa Claus brings us new microphones.
And we'll see y'all next, maybe on the New Year's show. We plan on doing a New Year's show this year.
Yeah. Next year I'll bring the Jingle Dinkle Bell.
Okay. See you next time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year and all that jazz.
That's it. Goodbye.
Here it comes. Turn it up.
Oh, it's not on phone.
Yes, it is. Turn it on.
It is. Oh.
Turn on all that.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.